Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome, you guys, to Safe Space with Kim and Croy.
Our bonus segment.
We have changed our name. It wasn't really a name, but fan interaction.
Yeah.
We've been racking our brains. I was going to say, like, preaching positivity or I don't know. So
fantastic fans.
Yeah.
We like Safe Space with Kim and Croy because we want this to be a safe space for you to send us your questions, your comments, your concerns. If you don't mind, we'll mention your name. If you don't want your name mentioned, we cannot mention it. We can call you an alias name to hide your identity, to discuss your question.
Brielle does this on her Instagram every week.
Oh, fun.
And she, like, I've, you know, had relations with my cousin.
Uh-huh.
I've anywhere from, like, crazy.
Right.
But we asked Bloom, Tracy, for names to help us really quickly. I said, just like come up with something like cool or whatever. You guys are going, this is really cute. And then you guys can vote and email us at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com. Obviously, Safe Space with Kim and Croy. Share, we care.
Okay.
Upward and Onward. The Trust Circle. Scoop and Sift the Shit. Higher Times. The Beat Goes On.
Those are really cool.
Bloom is the best.
She is.
Like, she's a marketing genius.
Yeah.
So you guys, out of those, which one? Safe Space with Kim and Croy. You Share, We Care. Upward and Onward. The Trust Circle. Scoop and Sift the Shit. Higher Times. The Beat Goes On.
You can also leave your vote in the reviews below this podcast on Apple Podcasts. So if you want to put your vote over there too, we can count it from there. Send it to us at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com. Text or voicemail at 323-213-8100. Again, this is for us to be able to give you our thoughts and our advice on how we would handle that situation that you're currently experiencing and also implement our philosophy and positivity and our life mantra that we live our life with and help you navigate that situation. So
we get tons of emails. There's so many emails that have been coming in. We are absolutely loving it. And I will have you know that we read every single email.
We do.
It may not be all of them. I don't think we finished reading all of them from last week to this week yet because there's hundreds and hundreds of them. But anyways, we might just read yours on our podcast as well. Congrats, Mary from Lake Charles, Louisiana, on a beautiful wedding after two devastating hurricanes back to back in 2020. Wow.
Hurricane Laura and Hurricane Delta. Got after you guys, so congratulations.
That's awesome.
Keep it going.
Alex M., thank you for your very kind words about Cash and being a mommy of a two-year-old yourself.
Congratulations.
Diana's Dog Bite. We received an email from Diana, and I'll read just a portion of it. My daughter was bit in the face by my mom's dog when she was 3. She is now 15 and still has a scar, sad face. She said she likes it, LOL. So glad she still loves dogs. Hope Cash is feeling better and healing. I wish I knew how to discipline other people's kids. I go with the sweet approach and it goes nowhere. That sounds like me, right?
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And we were up for hours.
Yep. And no. So the sweet approach, I don't think necessarily works, but you can't be too firm. I don't know. It's scary.
It is. It's a balance.
It's like a scary place to be.
It is.
Anyways, if your daughter wanted to ever fix her scar or what have you, there's tons of different lasers that can definitely help with scarring. I'm happy to pass those along to you. Just let us know. But if she ever wants to do that in the future, if she loves it, she loves it. I mean, it makes, you know, you unique.
When skimming through the emails, there was a lady who had emailed too. She said when friends would come over, her kids are grown now, but she said when friends would come over, it was her house, her rules. That's what they had to follow.
Yeah.
The parents who dropped them off knew it. And she made, I guess, kind of sure that the parents had expressed that to the kid being dropped off. Like, our house, our rules.
You know,
sit down
so
and eat, or you go to bed at this time, or if I tell my son to turn the TV off.
Well, I asked you, why are you reading them a book an hour in? It's midnight, 12:30 in the morning.
They wouldn't turn their lights off again.
Turn them off. Good night.
I did. And then all of a sudden, click, click, and there came their lantern again. So.
You know, KJ had a little birthday party on Saturday that he went to, just the kids in his class, or I guess a certain, like only 4 kids or 5 kids were invited, and nobody showed up but KJ.
Yeah.
I was, that was so sad. I always really try to make it a point to go to these parties.
Right.
KJ won't let
if
me.
If you commit. Like, if they, like, committed, they planned for him.
Right. Like,
and then they kind of all ghosted him.
That's really sad.
Yeah. He had so much fun. He's like, Dad, he's the funniest. He's like,
KJ
the
thinks
funniest
he's
guy.
So funny.
Yeah.
KJ's he's one hilarious. Of the funniest people on this planet.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, if he's telling me that somebody's really funny, then he must be really
his
funny.
His siblings were, one of them was younger, and when he walked in, he's like, KJ, 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 you know, like, so it was just.
KJ has like the sweetest little heart. Like, I just can't even.
But our kids know that when they go over there, I've expressed, you know, you follow their rules. If you know, like, you do what they tell you to do, and.
We always hear how our boys are so well behaved at school.
Yeah.
From everybody, all the time, even other parents. Kaya, well, we're working on it. We're working. She's a work in progress.
There.
She's a mini Kimmy.
Yeah.
A little feisty thing. Okay, you guys. So we have an email from Sarah, which is a PTSD email, right?
Uh-huh.
Since I've been addressing how we do definitely have PTSD. She said, I just wanted to share this technique I've used to help overcome traumatic memories. It is called EMDR. It is basically moving your eyes from side to side while recalling a traumatic memory. I know it sounds crazy, but it is thought to change the way the memory is stored and processed in the brain. It's super simple and can decrease the PTSD symptoms. Anyways, I've tried it with a few things and I've gone through personally, and it might be helpful with you in the cash situation. I love your podcast. My whole family really enjoys watching Don't Be Tardy. Sarah from Toronto. Thank you for that email. That's really awesome. This wasn't the only email that we got regarding this situation. And you guys know I like love to gamble.
Somebody else had sent this same technique.
Yeah.
Totally different person.
Yeah, right.
Same technique.
I said there was a couple of them. Yeah. But you guys like know I like to like do scratch off tickets, or I'll go to like Georgia Lottery online and do like those automated. I like to gamble a little bit. And so I have a little bit of PTSD from gambling in the past where somebody basically stole a very large jackpot of mine. And we'll tell that story one day. But so when I was on Georgia Lottery the other day, I literally was sitting on the computer going to the right, going to the left, going to the right, going to the left, trying to get. It was so funny.
Reprogramming.
Yeah. Like but then I kind of felt weird. And then I felt like, are you supposed to go to the right and like, pause a second, go to the left? Are you doing rapid to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left? Like,
I mean, whatever works for you, try it both.
Well,
you know?
Are you supposed to all of a sudden like have no feelings of PTSD or no feelings of like stress or...
I don't know.
Gambling's a really shitty analogy. I know I'm going to get a bunch of emails about this, but...
I think probably what it does from what she's saying is it changes the way the memory is stored and processed in the brain. So... possibly, maybe if you're in a situation where you might hear a trigger or see a trigger or experience a trigger from that same kind of situation, a quick analogy might be like somebody who was at war and they hear a bang, they hear something, you know, they hear a big bang
right.
from a tire popping,
right?
Right, and that boom sends them right back there. If they've recalled those memories of that trauma and reprogrammed it, then that tire bang won't send them to that bad spot as deep. Or at all, maybe.
Right.
And the more you work on it, you can relieve those same responses from happening in trigger situations, I think. That's maybe what she's saying.
Okay.
I don't know. If you guys let us know if we're not interpreting it right. If you've tried this or heard of this, let us know how it worked for you, what you feel differently.
Okay, pandemic mom guilt. We received a lot of feedback, like I'm going to read from Yvonne. And you are not alone. Yvonne sends an email, says, how do you balance being a mom, a businesswoman, find time to work out, still focus on family, and love yourself all in one day? Am I being selfish by wanting to focus more on me? Help. I don't think you're being selfish at all. If you're not at your best, you can't give your best to your husband, your children, your job. I definitely, over the last, I would say like 2 years, I usually don't take the time for myself, like as far as, you know, going and getting a facial or something, or even putting a mask on at home, for example. Like, I would never do that. I got so busy with all these little kids running around and stuff. And then finally, like a couple years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, I really need to like just take the 10 minutes to do it because it makes me feel better. Sometimes I'll get in the bath. Like if I have a migraine or my muscles are sore, I love to take a bath. I sleep better. Even though it's like, to me, it's like annoying. Like, oh, I don't want to get in the bathtub and like, but I make myself do it. I sleep better. That way I get up and I feel better. I think being a mom for me has been getting harder and harder as they get older because everybody wants my attention and it seems to always be at the same time. So mom, watch this. Mom, watch this. Mom, look at this text message. Ariana's like, mom, can we go to the store? Like there's always all of the, you know, when they're babies, they're not, you're feeding them a bottle or, you know, you're feeding them baby food and then they're eating, you know, they're just, they're little babies and they're little kids. And then all of a sudden, like one day they grew up and they have all this stuff going on with school. And so it's definitely, I do sometimes feel very overwhelmed. I'll look at Croy and like, Croy? And he's like, give your mom some space. That's like his famous, give your mom some space. Running for me is my favorite. I haven't been doing it as much as I was doing it because I have been so busy. But I think running and taking that time out, I try to bust out like 4 miles in 35 minutes or so. And just do it really quickly. Like, I don't want to, again, I'm one of these people, like, you can either walk, I'm going to run just to get it over with. I think it's important for your mind and your body to exercise. I think there has to be, you know, a balance. I will give until, like, I'm wore out, exhausted to my kids, right? I think that's every mom's almost downfall, if you will. Like, you just will give and give and give, and you'll always listen, you'll always watch, and then you, like, now I'm trying to say to like KJ yesterday, he came in 3 times. I'm like, KJ, I'm working on something. Give me 1 second, honey. And he waited and that was fine. And I finished what I was doing. So I'm trying to do that instead of like stopping what I'm doing. And because if I did that every day, I wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
But I definitely think as the kids get older, it does get harder, but it's important to focus on yourself. Yeah. I think my stroke really taught me that as well. I was doing like way too much.
Right.
And a couple of years after the stroke, I was like, you know what? It's really not worth doing all that.
Right. And that's a great question. I think everybody in this world has this exact same question. How do you balance everything? One thing that we have found that I found interesting was I didn't really realize that I had been doing it prior to having kids, but my life had been very regimented, right? Like you had to be on time at certain places and be there for meetings and workouts and lunch.
If not, you got fined. So that's right. A really great way to stay on schedule.
But even in college where you didn't get fined, but you know, time, you know, you had time for homework, you had time for workouts, you had time for work and all those things. And so when you approach life and set up a routine, right? Find that routine, get used to that routine so that your family knows what to expect when they're with you. When you're going to be working out and they can become familiar with your routine. And ultimately it's not about quantity, it's about quality, right? So you can spend 5 hours with your family, but if you're so tired from your day because it's just all out of whack and not in routine, you're not spending quality time with your family. It's like you didn't spend a minute with them, even though you sat next to them for 5 hours because you weren't engaged, you weren't responding, you may be sleeping, you were zoned out at the TV. So you really have to be spending quality time and maximizing your efficiency when it is doing what you're doing so that you can, you know, maximize your sleep routine so that you wake up ready to go.
Well, we've not been doing very good about our sleeping routine. I was online last night till 2:30 in the morning drinking wine.
It's okay to let loose. You know, you got to let loose.
And, you know, just like, and then we have to get up at 6:30 in the morning, get the kids to school. And so I'm trying to get back on I love to go to bed early. I love to be in the bed by 9:30, you know, asleep by like 10:30 and then up at 6:30. I was that way with my girls. They went to bed every single night at 8. I went to bed every single night at 9. And I got up, I think it was 7 with them, to take them to school every morning. But we had a very pretty standard routine Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday. Our kids always are in the bed by 8. KJ and Cash can stay up maybe till 9. It just depends on kind of the day. But they've always had a really good schedule. But yeah, I mean, I'm a procrastinator too. So I find like I just need to get it done.
Right.
You know, people say if you have to do something and it, like, just get it done. Like,
right.
I'll just push it off. I'll do it tomorrow. Or, you know, like, I do that with text messages. I have how many unread text messages I have at the present moment is 297 unread text messages. Yeah. Like, instead of just opening them, reading them, and like I just get so busy, they get buried. Like, I need to take the time to actually go through it. It would make me feel better if I went through my and deleted them or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, prioritizing stuff is important too. And you should be, you know, your top priority if your kids are in school. As soon as you drop them off, you know, come home. I like to work out at night. That's kind of what cramps my style. I don't like working out first thing in the morning. No matter how hard I've tried, I just, it's not me. So that's the only thing that kind of throws a wrench in our schedule. But okay, hopefully that helps. We are going to talk about our relationship, our dynamic of working together pre-pandemic, and we're going to give you guys some advice if you're stuck at home with your partner 24/7. This may be a little weird, you know, for you guys if you are together 24/7, but for Croy, we're together 24/7 and have been for, well, aside from the NFL, we have been for ever since we got together, basically.
Yep.
Unless he was playing. We're together all the time, and I don't really know how it works because I never could have done this in my previous lives. Never. I guess we're just like, we're chill. I mean, we work out together. We work together. We eat together. He went to my appointment this morning with me. I go to his appointments with him. Like, we do everything together.
And some people that may not be realistic or may not be possible, where if your husband has Zoom calls to be on or work to be right. done, and you have an appointment, you have to separate your time. But you know, people's lives have drastically changed and right. done 180s overnight. And
I always say 360s. So goofy.
And so with that comes just new territory and something that you were not used to experiencing. And so I think if you approach that situation again with our core values, and that's gratitude, love, kindness, and communication, are few kind of the foundational things that we really focus on. You're going
gratitude's
to find,
a big one.
It is.
Even when I very rarely want to choke Croy out, unless he's like, get offline or, you know, whatever. He doesn't, you know, very rarely. But when what I try to do is like, I just, okay, nobody's perfect. I have an attitude of gratitude. He's a great husband. I try to not, you know, do that. I think I don't feel like we've had any more, like, we don't really argue.
Well, and so
you've been getting feistier in your old age.
That's good, right? But if you know, let's just say the tensions are rising because you're in a new space and things right. are you're not used to them, and maybe there's some irritation or they're in your space that you're used to having to yourself. Make sure you just communicate. Talk about everything. Say, hey, look, I'm feeling irritated today because usually, you know, this is how I do my morning. Now your computer is in my morning with weird people talking on it. You know, like, you just have to talk and say, can you do that over here? You know, just communicate. Make sure you're expressing what you're feeling. Make sure that your partner knows that it's awkward for both of you. It's different for both of you. And even though Kim and I are used to it, we've built this relationship of closeness and compatibility and being able to work and coexist together. There are times where, you know, she is in the bathroom and doing some beauty things and trying her own thing. I'll be in my office reading news and looking at stocks and doing all kinds of my own thing that I enjoy, where we can kind of unplug from each other, and then we plug back in. Again, it's just about balance, being grateful for having a friend, a partner, a lifelong friend there with you, experiencing a unique situation together with them instead of being apart.
Right.
You know, and just communicating. That's really the key.
I think the Audible app is awesome. You know, I don't know. I bought a book on Audible like years ago, and then I've just really gotten more into it, I guess, through the pandemic, because I put my headphones in and we'll listen to, I listen to The Secret. I listen to the Greatest Secret, which is Rhonda's newest book. I listen to all these different things that really keep me in the right headspace. Being positive and remaining positive and continuing to have the attitude of gratitude sometimes takes work. And what I mean by that is like listening to a chapter on Audible, or reading a chapter sometimes isn't possible. Your phone's right there. We all have our phones with us 24/7. You know, I just hit play. a lot of times I know exactly what parts I want to listen to, so I'll go right to that section and play that over and over and over. But, you know, that's another way of like staying on track, staying positive, having an attitude of gratitude. There's so many books that can help you with your marriage. There's so many books that can help you with your kids on there. It's really cool. You can run to it. You can walk to it. You can drive. You know, you can just be walking around your house like I do. Corey's like, it's kind of rude to have headphones in at dinner.
it's a good part.
It's like, you know, it's a good part, or I maybe just wanted to choke you out and I'm trying not to.
There no, you
I'm
go.
Just kidding, baby.
You never know.
But anyways, I think definitely having an attitude of gratitude, you'll find, will really, really shift your relationship, even though I know it's easier said than done sometimes. Having that attitude of gratitude and just being thankful for what you do have will change, I think, a lot of the stress or the uncomfortableness of maybe being together 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm irritated when I'm not with Croy, actually. Brielle will be like, oh, God forbid, Croy's outside with the leaf blower. Kim's like, Croy, where's Croy? I'm like, Brielle, where's Croy? She's like, oh, he's been outside with the leaf blower for 30 seconds. Are you going to be okay? It's like a running joke in the house. And this whole Fortnite thing that
I have enjoyed playing video games with KJ and Cash.
It's great.
And it's a fun,
it's a fun
little thing to play. If you haven't tried it, but it is annoying too. It becomes quite annoying.
It's like gambling. It's like gambling online. Okay. Like, Georgia lottery, like you're doing scratch ticket after scratch ticket. And then you're just like, it gets kind of annoying.
Maybe.
Unless you're winning huge amounts.
Right.
Which I had to go to the Georgia lottery office last week to claim my $800. I walked in there acting like it was $800 million. Okay. You guys, lots of questions about this hair treatment called the Exo Glow. First of all, I want to touch base on dermatology consultants. Howell Mill Road. Yeah. I could not think of it.
Yeah.
Howell Mill Road. They're located right off of Howell Mill Road. Super easy access right off the highway. I've been going to dermatology consultants for almost a year, I would say, maybe. Not quite. I do my M-Sculpt there, which is what I've talked about that helps your core, tighten your core, lifts your bum. They have M-Cella, which helps with incontinence, tightens your pelvic floor, helps men tighten their pelvic floor.
The lady says, work on floor to core.
Floor to core.
So you can.
The lady, the doctor?
Yeah.
The lady, he says.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't think of her name. Dr. Farr?
No, Parv.
Par?
I never say it right. So Par, Dr. P? Dr. P?
Dr. P.
Yeah. It's P-A-R-E. So it was,
work on your floor to core.
Yeah, she's really, really sweet and super cute with great hair. So she's the only, I think she's one of, or is the only place that has actually M-Cella. It's fairly new treatment, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Exo Glow. So I've had a lot of friends go to dermatology consultants for this Exo Glow treatment, which I guess, Corey, you can kind of read this and explain it a little bit better than me.
Yeah.
I don't have my glasses on.
In its simplest form, the way it was described to me as one of the more recent treatments out prior to, I believe, Exo Glow, maybe it came out the same time, not sure, but was PRP.
No,
and that's platelet-rich plasma
right.
That they take out of your blood. And that's basically like if you were to get a scratch on your arm or your leg, let's just say you scraped it against a brick wall, and you that clear solution that your body kind of excretes and is almost sticky, that is your platelet-rich plasma that is healing the body and healing the wound. And so what they found was that platelet-rich plasma, PRP, had some really awesome qualities to stimulate hair growth and just stimulate recovery from surgery procedures. And so they've used it all over the place. They help heal ligaments and knees. I mean, it's been used for years to just speed up the process of healing in specific areas of injury. So now kind of the new age of science and what we're able to discover is that our body runs much like a computer where it sends signals from the brain to different parts of your system and says, look, you know, you need to generate this hormone or you need to generate this PRP or whatever. Like there's your brain tells your body to do something. So what they have found is that this Exo Glow is basically, it's like turning a light switch on
right.
for your messaging system to say, hey, we need to get to, you know, healing here, or we need to get to growing here. So they have found that this messenger, it's a special delivery system within the body, can help accelerate wound healing, improve skin texture, reduce scarring, stimulate hair growth, and shorten recovery time after cosmetic procedures. It is
woohoo!
I can't even say it. It's purified mesenchymal mesenchymal or chemal stem cell derived exosome product that contains a multitude of growth factors that can enhance the coordinated cascade of cellular and biochemical events involved in natural wound healing and skin rejuvenation regeneration. So it's called MSC for short. Incredible stuff.
Well, so lot of my friends have gone to dermatology consultants over the last year, and you see results within a very, very short amount of time, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. A lot of women have like thinning hair, I guess you would say by the temple area as you get older. And I felt like that's kind of where I had it as well. I mean, I have a lot of hair, but that one section, it's never really ever been fully like full. So I did the treatment, and I'll let you guys know how it goes. It's only been, I'm going to get a second treatment. You can do two treatments, I think. I'm going to do a second treatment at the end of the month. Super easy. It's like, I don't know, 20 shots or something. And then that's it. So I will let you know. But my girlfriend's hair and a couple of guys that we know, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like unbelievable. Right. Mind-blowing. Unbelievable. Also, my assistant, Nikki, brought us this article yesterday about a gentleman who had second-degree burns. Severe skin peeling, like black almost, terrible. Like necrotic almost looking, who had the XO glow on his face, which I didn't even know was a thing, okay? Yeah. Now I want it on my face. second-degree burns, 7 days after the treatment was mind-blowing. 60 days after the treatment, looked like he's never
happened.
Been burned.
Nothing happened. No. Nothing wrong with this.
Unbelievable. What I love about dermatology consultants is they always have the latest and the greatest technology. I think it's really important to do that and stay up. Like things are always evolving and changing, and they're always have the newest, greatest technology. They're the ones, that's where we just had our profractional laser done last week. Croy and I looked lovely for a couple days. Couples that laser together, I guess, stay together.
That's what they say.
Taryn does all of my procedures there, like IPLs and M-Cella and M-Sculpt and all that stuff. We spend, we're there at least once a week. They're really sweet. But yeah, check out this XO Glow, you guys. Ladies, gentlemen, it doesn't matter. Anybody can do it at any age, at any point. She's very honest whether, you know, you need it or not or what she thinks. But I can assure you and attest that there, I've seen huge, significant results.
Right. So it's XO.
Literally glow. Like XO, like hugs and kisses.
Yep. And it's a playoff of what it, again, it is. It's exosomes that the actual technology is. And they're proteins such as growth factors, enzymes, receptors, transcription factors, and matrix proteins that govern cell structure, function, and signaling. So if you're familiar with the COVID vaccinations, those are very similar to mRNA, where they're messenger delivering factors that tell the body to do something, right? So you make you're basically turning on switches and turning them off with these mRNAs and these miRNAs, the micro. So really cool technology.
I'm not a doctor again here, you guys. I just wanted to share it with you, okay? Consult with your dermatologist to see if XO Glow is right for you.
We love it.
We really, really love it. I'm very thankful for it, and we'll keep you guys posted on how my progress is going for sure. All right, you guys, thanks so much for tuning into this episode for real of or this bonus episode. Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning into this bonus episode.
Let us
of
know
House of Kim.
Yep, what you want to name it or what we should name it.
We'll see you guys or we'll chat with you guys next week.
Ciao.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.